咪細聲啲啊！我
係得唔得？
我係咪太大聲啦？我唔知。OK.
Right, let's look at Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23.
我們看到耶利米書的九章二十三節。
It says here, "Thus says the Lord: Let not the wise man boast in his wisdom; let not the mighty man boast in his might; let not the rich man boast in his riches."
这里说耶和华如此说：智慧人不要因他的智慧夸口，勇士不要因他的勇力夸口，财主不要因他的财物夸口，夸口的却因他有聪明，认识我是耶和华。
In a way, this verse right summarizes the pride of human beings.
其实这段经文来形容了我们人的一个骄傲。
When our children are very clever, we say, "Wow, your children do well in that exam, so they're very wise."
当我们的孩子他们觉得他们很聪明，在他们的考试当中成绩很优秀的时候，我们说哇，他们很厉害。
If you have a lot of ability and you may be very athletic.
或者他在其他所以当如果孩子在其他方面的能力很卓越的话，很出众的话，我们会在他们出众的那一方面来去夸口。
And then, but then said, "Not let the rich boast in their riches."
这里说财主不要因他的财物而夸口。
In other words, when we are rich, we are very proud.And yet the scripture says, "Let not the rich boast about their riches."
其实我们人，当我们在世的时候，我们有很富有的时候，我们会因我们的财富而去夸口。但圣经说，我们反而不要因我们的财物而夸口。
That's why, as a church, we should not boast on the things that the scripture tell us not to boast about.
所以，作为神的儿女，我们一定要按照经文来说，不要去夸口。圣经上说，我们不可夸口的事。
And yet, in all my years in church, that's what we boast about.
但是，在教会的这么多年的经历当中，很多时候我们常常就是在这样的事上去夸口。
So therefore, we're not that spiritual.
所以，其实看出来，我们并不是很属灵的。
Our minds and values are still very worldly.
我们的心思意念，我们的价值观跟这个世界还是很相似的。
So what should we really boast about?
那我们真正应该夸口的是什么呢？
Before we move to the answer, let's remember, yes, it's great that we got great talent. That's great that we have wise, that we do so well. It's great that we are rich. But that's not the thing that the scripture is telling you to boast about.
所以在我们揭晓的答案之前呢，我们一定要记住，是的，我们有聪明，有才智，才干，有智慧是很好的，我们有财富也是好的，但圣经提醒我们，这些不是我们要夸口的事。
Turn to your neighbor and say he's talking about you.
告诉我们身边的人说，他在对你说。
And not about me.
这个经文在对你说，不是说我。
It's talking about you, but not about me.
是对你说，不是对我说的。
Amen. So what do we need to boast about?
那我们应该因为什么来夸口呢？
But let him who boasts boast in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who practices steadfast love, justice, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, declares the Lord.
答案在二十四节说：夸口的却因他有聪明，认识我是耶和华，又知道我喜悦在世上施行慈爱、公平和公义，以此夸口。这是耶和华说的。
So Jeremiah is saying, through in his prophecy, boast about your understanding of God and you knowing Him.
所以耶利米在他的这个预言当中告诉我们，我们已应当认识耶和华的这个知识，我们对神的这个认知而来夸口。
So this is what the scripture encourages us to do.
这是圣经所鼓励我们要去夸口的事。
He's not talking about people who go to Bible college.
他并不是只说我们要去神学读神学，圣经学院。
He's not talking about people who just read their Bible.
也不是说我们对圣经知道多少。
You can read your Bible every day, but not knowing God.
你可以每天读圣经，但是可能对神的了解寥寥无几。
You can study a PhD and become a professor of theology, and you still won't know God.
你可能花很多时间查读圣经，作为 神学方面的一个博士，但是你对神的认知却少而又少。
You think you know,
你觉得你知道神，
but you don't know.
但你并没有真正的认识他。
Because the word know is the Hebrew word yada.
所以这里讲的这个认识这个字眼，在希伯来文是 yada。
Yada means.
亚当的意思是
obviously means to know.
就说去认识了解。
But to know in a relational way.
但是这个认识了解是通过一个关系而得到的。
In an intimate way.
是一种亲密的关系来达到的。
It is basically saying, I'm going to let my guard down, I'm going to become vulnerable, I'm going to remove the wall between myself and God.
就是我要移去挡在我跟神之间这个栅栏这个拦阻。
So that there is nothing between me and God.
所以在我跟神之间没有任何东西隔离我们。
Because many of us, we keep God.And we separate God through a wall that we have built. We keep God out.
很多时候我们在神，我们跟神之间建了一堵高墙，来好像拦住神来进入到我们里面。
But to know Him means to be completely vulnerable to God.
那么其实这个真正的认识他是那种完全的向神敞开。
Allowing Him to fellowship with you.
允许神给我们有一个亲密的相交。
So that you know him experientially.
所以借着各样的经历来认识他。
Amen?
Amen.
How many of you know to know someone through relationship and to know someone because you read about them in a book and a biography is two different things?
有多少人知道这两种经历？一个是通过一个人的他的人生的传记自传来认识他，还有一种是通过一种亲密的接触交往经历来认识这个人，这两种经历是完全不同的。
Many times we read about a celebrity, a film star, we think, oh, this person is wonderful because you read a book about them.
很多时候我们读了一本书，写的是关于一个明星一个名人的一种自传，然后你觉得哇，这个人好了不起，你很崇拜他。
Until you ask their wives.
直到有一天可能你听了别人口中的他是怎样，
And you talk to their children.
你从他们的孩子的儿女的口中听说他们心目中的这个人是怎样。
And you realize you know nothing about them.
然后你发觉哇，你对他的认知会颠覆你对这个人以前的这个认知。
Amen.You see, to let your guard down means, right, is to draw near to God.
我们放下我们的防御，代表说我们来亲近神。
See, how do you draw near to God?
我们如何来亲近神呢？
It's by letting your guard down. Break the wall between yourself and God.
就是能放下我们的防御，来打破拦在我们跟神之间这种高墙。
God has never moved away anywhere. He has not drawn away. We are the ones who draw away from God.
因为神从来没有变过，他一直在那里，反而是我们那个远离神的人。
You see, in our Christian life, when God fails to answer a prayer, or when we have a disappointment with God, or when someone stumbles us, we draw away from God.
很多时候当我们觉得神没有垂听我们的祷告，或者神让我们失望，或者甚至我们身边的人让我们跌倒的时候，我们就尝试来远离神，离开神。
We don't want toSpend time with God anymore.
我们不想再花时间与神亲近。
Because God seems to be disappointing.
因为觉得神很让我失望。
The church seems to be disappointing.
教会也让我很失望。
And especially when you're hurt by somebody.
特别是你被教会的某些人受了伤害以
后。All these things are designed to draw you away from God.
所有这些事情的发生都会让我们选择去离开神，远离神。
And we build a wall.
然后我们树立了 这堵高墙。
But God is still there.
但是神他还在原地哦。
He has not moved anywhere.
他哪里都没有去，还在原地。
So today, yada means to break down that wall.
所以今天这个 yada, 希伯来文说认识，就是我们 要推倒这堵墙。
And allow God, and allow yourself that relationship.
然后让你跟神之间重新恢复这个亲密的关系。
This is what the devil wants to steal away from you.
这也是仇敌想要从我们这边所偷取的。
And this is what religion, Christian religion, we is not the same as the living life of a Christian. Religion steals the relationship with God.
这也是作为基督教，如果我们专注在一个宗教的仪式上面，这个宗教也会偷取我们跟神的一个关系。
We can act as though we know God. We can act as though we're holy, but we know nothing about Him.
我们可以表现得很属灵，我们表现得我们很认识神，其实我们跟神完全没有这个关系。
we, As Pentecostal and Charismatic, we can spend all our whole life serving God and yet not know Him.
我们作为灵恩派五旬节的教会，我们可以花一生好像来侍奉神，很热心的 来追求神。
We can be busy doing one thing of another, one event another, another program. We are always busy in church. Busy with this and busy with that and yet may not know Him.
我们可能在花很多的时间做各样的服事，各样的事情，好像在教会里面非常的忙碌，但是我们到最后可能根本都不认识神。
Even when we have time and we got nothing to do,
但是如果我们就是有时间，但是我们好像不知道做什么。
Many people cannot spend that time alone with God.
很多人就是尽管他们有时间，他们也不能花这个时间来与神独处。
So we need to draw near to Him.
所以我们需要来与神亲近。
Drawing near to God means sometimes allow God to work His process in your life.
我们与神亲近也代表说我们允许神在我们生命当中有这个过程。
He may take us through some painful events.
他可能允许我们经历一些可能让我们很痛苦的一些经历。
He may want to take us through some deliverance.
他可能让我们经历一些被释放的过程。
He may want to discipline us.
他可能需要来管教我们。
He may want to teach us.
他可能也需要来教导我们。
Being vulnerable means allow Him to do that work.
当我们来在神面前，我们完全敞开的时候，给神有这样的机会做这样的工作。
Allow God not to answer your prayer.
就是允许神尽管，就是允许神来不垂听我的祷告。
Because He has a reason.
因为你相信他一定有一个原因。
Allow Him not to give you what you want.
也允许说神你没有给我心想要的东西。
Because He will want to give you what you do need, not what you want.
因为神要给的不一定是我们想要，而是一定是我们需要的东西。
How many of us realize many times what I want is not really what I want, it's what I want is what I need.
很多时候我们都不知道我们真正的所需，我们所需要的并不是我们真正我们求的并不是我们自己真正需要的。
Amen. You need God.
你真正需要的是神他自己。
It's not you don't want God. You need God. I shall not be in need.
就说你说我不是需要神，不是我想要神，而是我需要神。
Having a need is important.
我们有这个需求是很重要的。
But many times we are confused between what we want and what we need.
很多时候我们对于我们的想需要跟我们的想要的东西是混淆的。
Many times God.Wants to give you what you truly need that you don't even know.
很多时候神想给我们的是我们自己都没有意识到我们真正所需要的东西。
Amen. And that is why many times in our prayers, our choice is not so wise.
所以很多时候在我们祷告当中，我们的选择并不是很明智的。
We go for the outward appearance.
我们是通过外在的东西来判断的。
We go for what everybody else tells us.
我们所求的就是别人觉得啊、哦、都来追求的想
要的东西。So we Christian do everything that everybody else does.
所以作为基督徒，我们都是做别人在做的事情，我们都在做。
So we become conformed to the world, not conformed to God's kingdom.
所以我们变成我们开始在效仿这个世界，而不是来变成有神的样式。
And then we become carnal and worldly Christians.
所以我们变成一种非常属世的一个基督徒。
Coming before God with a shield of war, a wall around us.
所以当我们来到神面前，我们是竖起这种一堵墙来到神面前的。
To know means I'm going to get rid of this wall.
所以来真正的认识他是要挪去这堵高墙。
I'm going to draw near to Him.
我要真的完全敞开我自己的来亲近你神。
And I'm going to allow God absolute freedom to do what He needs to do in my life.
能够给神有这个绝对的主权和自由来做他想在我生命当中要做的事情。
And that could involve denying what I want.
所以这个过程可能包括我们要来舍己，来否定我自己想做的事。
It may mean we become obedient.
让我变得更加的顺服神。
And let go of our will.
然后来放弃我自己所愿。
Amen.
Amen.
And the Bible calls dying.
圣经讲出圣经把这个定义就叫舍己。
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will make straight your paths.
神说我们在诗篇三章箴言的三章五到六节说，你要专心的仰赖耶和华，不可倚靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的道路。
You see, the word acknowledge here translated is actually yada.
这里说我们要专心的仰赖、认定，我们要认定，在第六节
yada。
所以这里认定跟刚刚我们讲那个认识那个希伯来文是一样的。To acknowledge
God is to know Him.
所以我们说我们认定神的时候，其实真正的来认识他。
We understand in English to acknowledge means like, oh, I know you're here, but no, it's to I know you is to acknowledge. I know God. See, when I know God, I'm acknowledging Him.
所以这里讲说这个认定不只是说哦，知道神你的存在你在这里，而是说我真正的认识神来认定他。
So the proverb is basically saying in all your ways know what God wants.
所以说在我们一切所行的事上，我们要知道神的心意。
Know how he acts in that particular part of your life.
知道神在我们人生的这个特定的时间段这个情况当中他如何的
去动作。 Otherwise, when we find ourselves in a situation and God doesn't appear to do what I think he should be doing because I've been taught in church that that's what God should do but he doesn't do it. Why? Because I don't know him.
所以不然当在一些特定的事情当中神没有按照我所期许的那种情况按照我想要的去做这个事情的时候我就会很失望。
I'm in a situation I expect God to do this but I can't see it.
所以在一个当我遇到一个情况的时候我期待神会这样做事情但是我没有看到。
I've made a decision and I expect God to bless me and it happened.
或者说 我做了一个决定我期待神来祝福我的决定但是 事与愿违的时候我就觉得很失望了。
Proverbs is saying acknowledge him.
但是箴言告诉我们，我们在这个世上要认定他。
Acknowledge to know God does things His way，
去让神知道神啊，按照他的意愿、他的道路来行事。
Not in just some ways，
不是在某些事上。
In everything，
他说在一切的事上，在凡事上。
That's so that in all your ways， we have to know how to involve God in our lives。
换言之就是说我们在一切事上凡事上我们都要知道如何来神来掌权来带我们。
And when you know God, then your paths, he will then able to make your paths straight.
他说当我们如此行的时候我们才能在一切的事上神让我们的道路平坦。
You see, we want God to take things away, take problems away, but God is there to solve things.For you to go through your problems, for you to go through your paths.
很多时候我们想跟神祷告说：“神啊，我遇到一个问题，你把这个问题给我拿走就好了。”但是神想要是帮我们解决问题，来带领我们如何经历过这个情况，来度过这个问题。
Many of us do not want to face our Goliath.
很多时候我们不想遇到去面对我们人生的巨人。我们面对我们的恐惧
，our problems，
我们的问题
，we want to run away from them，
我们想远离这个问题，这个困难。
But when we know him，
但是当我们认识我们的神的时候
，we will run towards Goliath，
我们就会面向这个哥利亚来跑去。
You see, when David was saw Goliath, do you not think that he was fearful？
所以当那个大卫这个小男孩他面前这个巨人哥利亚的时候，他难道不怕吗
？If he's a human being。When he sees Goliath, his heart should be trembling, pumping. He should be full of fear.
所以因为做一个人，你的自然反应，看到你面前这个巨人的时候，你的生理反应就是很害怕，心都在颤抖。
You see, we see David as some kind of superhuman. He's not. He's like you and me.
所以很多时候我们觉得这个大卫就是好像我们心目中的英雄一样，但是其实他跟我们你我没有差别，一样的。
But because he says,The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in need. That's enough for him.
因为大卫自己说过，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
And he knows, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I feel no evil, for you are with me.
因为他说，尽管我经过那死荫的幽谷，我必不致把遭害，因为你与我同在。
I can imagine him picking up stones.
我可以想一下他当时捡起两块那个石头
Lord is my shepherd
他心里会对这里说
I shall not be in want.
耶和华是我的牧者我必不至缺乏
He looks at Goliath.
他看住那个哥利亚的时候
Though I walk with the shadow of evil, shadow of death, I will not fear evil.
就像我
You are with me.
他说看着面对那个哥利亚会说尽管我行过这个死荫的幽谷我也不必不怕遭害因为主与我同在。
Each stone he picks up, he recites another verse.
可能他每一次捡起一块石头的时候他心中就想起那个经文
He's trembling and fearful
虽然他的外表他也会有一种反应恐惧颤抖的那个反应
But he's going to run through the path that God has set for him
但是他会面对他面前神为他预备的道路来奔跑
Because in Goliath has assigned exit 出口
因为在哥利亚的头上有一个出口的标记
Because、
那是他唯一的出路
That is the way to get out
这是大卫唯一能出去的一个方向
But we want to run the other way
但是我们常人的反应就是要反方向跑去
But if we run the other way That way is no exit
但是如果反方向逃跑的时候那个地方是没有出口的
God prepares our path
神为我们预备了这个道路
And that path leads to the exit
那个只有那个道路才会通向那个出口。
It leads to the victory, your life's victory.
那个道路是通向我们人生的得胜。
It leads to the next phase of your life.
是让我们通向我们人生的下一个阶段。
But the enemy wants us to stay where we are, trembling, fearful, moaning about God. Where are you?
但是仇敌想让我们就是原地踏步不动，在里面恐惧战惊，让我们不断的跟神埋怨说：“神啊，你在哪里？”
The answer is.I am with you.
但是神要告诉你的是他与你同在。
The day when that we are born again, the Holy Spirit came and dwelt in our temple, and the God's presence is forever in us.
所以当我们重生的那一天圣灵内住在我们那一天开始神就一直与我们同在。
And that is why we have what we call a fellowship anointing. God has marked us for fellowship that is privilege for human beings that we can come before him and know him
所以这就是为什么我们说圣灵的内住是团契的恩膏这个恩膏在我们的身上有个印记让我们可以坦然无惧来到神的同在里面与他相交来认识他
Just now we sang all creation cry holy
当我们说所有的受造之物都来呼求圣哉圣哉
Yes, the angels, the animals, every creation can cry out holy, holy.
所有的一切的受造之物包括天使那些动物都会唱圣哉圣洁归于神
But it is only the humans that God has given the privilege of knowing him.
但是只有我们作为人我们作为这个受造之物有这个特权可以来认识我们的这位神
I can imagine one day when we get to heaven the angel will come to us.So what's God like?
我想象可能有一天我们需要天堂，天使可能要问你我说，哇，那到底神是怎样一位神呢？
Even though they can see him, even though they spend all the time with him, but it is us that we are brought into that fellowship of the Trinity.
所以尽管天使可能一直都跟父神在一起，但是只有我们有这样特权来认识这位永恒的神，三位一体的神。
That's what Jesus has done.He has enabled us to become part of the family, that we are children of God, so that we can know Him.
所以这就是耶稣为我们所做的，他的牺牲让我们与神和好，进入到神的这个家庭当中，让我们有这个优这个特权来认识神，与他相交。
That is why when we have time, it's not boring. It's time that we can spend knowing Him.
所以当我们有时间并不是个让很乏躁无味的时间而是这个时间我们来认识我们的神与他相交
When we go to work we can know him through work
当我们在工作上职场上我们可以在工作上也能认识我们的神
We can know him through our home life we can know him everywhere but you need to have that desire to break down that wall let God do what he wants to do
所以我们在各样的环境当中在家庭当中职场上都有机会的认识神但是我们需要有这样的渴慕来推倒这个高墙来认识这位神与他相交
In front of us is Goliath He's the exit door
在我们面前这个巨人在他头上有一个出口
We have five stones
我们手中有五块石头
All David needed was one
那么大卫需要的就是其中一颗石子
When God is with us He does not miss
当神与我们同在的时候，他绝不会有任何的差错。
God does not want us to run away from our fear. He wants us to run towards it.
神不要让我们来向我们离开我们的恐惧，而是正面出击。
How many people have our lives has become standstill, completely frozen in time because we dare not move forward?
有多少人我们生命中这个巨人就好像在我们生命当中定格了一样完全不动让我们阻止我们前进
Let's not waste time
让我们不要再浪费时间了
We're all getting old
我们的年龄都变大了
We shouldn't be doing the same things as we've done 40 years ago
我们不要再犯40年之前我们所犯的这个错
Facing the same problems as 40 years ago
我们40年之后还在面对解决同样的问题
Don'tLet Goliath block your exit door.
不要让这个哥利亚来挡住了你的出口，你得胜的出口。
Let God lay your path.
让神来为你铺平道路。
Let us today make a decision. In everything that I do, I'm going to acknowledge Him.
让我们今天做一个决定，在我所行的一切事上，我要认定我的神。
I want to understand how God works in my life, how He wants to do things in my life.
我想要明白知道神如何在我生命中行事他在我生命中的旨意如何
Because you then you will begin to see the revelation is God everything that he's doing in your life even though it looks exactly the opposite is actually for our benefit
所以你会渐渐的有得到这样的一个启示来看到神在你生命做事你很多时候事与愿违但反而是与我们有益的
Paul spent his life learning and learning from the best teachers because he has a passion to know God.
保罗花尽一生的时间来竭力来认识这位神。
He got all his degrees.
他有很多在神学方面的那些学位。
He became the first of the first.
他成为最居首位当中的首位。
And yet,He was devastated when he met Jesus on Damascus, the road of Damascus.
所以他在去不是一马五四，他大马士革，他去大马士革的路上遇见耶稣的时候，让他很崩溃。
That the very person that he persecuted is actually Christ.
那个他切切的逼迫的那位耶稣，竟然是他极力要追求的这位主。
Amen. That is why.Just knowledge is not enough. You need the relationship with God. What Paul had was just knowledge, was just religious knowledge.
所以保罗认识神之前，扫罗他只是有一个知识，头脑里面的认知，但并没有与主有这个关系。
Too many Christians, too many leaders just have religious knowledge, and they do not know God. Even if their church are thousands, they still don't know God.
很多当今很多的基督徒，很多宗教的那种教会的领袖，他们都只是有对神有一个宗教仪式的一种认知，并没有真实的关系。
Because if you have the truth,
因为如果有这个真理的话
then you can experience God.
你就会真正的经历神。
Amen.Don't keep Jesus in the Bible.
不要让
Lay him out in your life.
不要让耶稣只是活在这本圣经当中，而是在你生活当中经历他。
Because the fellowship anointing that is in us will open the pathway, will break down the wall, allowing us to enter into the presence of God.
因为圣我们内住的圣灵这个团契的恩膏在我们的里面，为我们开启这扇门和这条道路，让我们通向神的同在。
Amen.That's why Paul pleads with in his writings.
所以保罗在他的书信当中苦苦的来嘱咐我们。
And in Philippians chapter 3 verse 8 he says, Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish.In order that I may gain Christ.
腓立比书的三章八节，保罗这里说：“不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。”
You see, everything that Paul held onto as valuable, he now says, these things, Every one of them are getting in the way.
所以保罗说，我曾经苦苦紧紧抓住认为有价值的东西，如今我把他们都当作粪土有损了。
And if he loses them, he says, good.
他说，尽管我得不到他们，丢弃他们反而是好的，与我有益的。
Because I have to lose them in order to gain Christ.
他说，我必须要丢弃这些事，我曾经看为重要的事，才能得着基督。
And what does he mean by gaining Christ?
什么是指得着基督呢？
He uses a similar word in Greek as yada, but a Greek equivalent, knowing Christ Jesus.
他用的是跟刚刚亚达那个希伯来文相同的一个希腊文，那个希腊文说也是认识基督。
The word knowing Christ is the same as the Hebrew word yada.
所以这个得着基督跟之前我们讲的认识基督、认定他是一个意思。
What Paul is basically saying, ever since I got to know that I received Jesus Christ as my personal Savior.
所以每当我认识耶稣基督，接受他作为我个人的救主的时候，
I broke down that wall.
我就把这堵拦在我跟神之间的墙推倒了。
And for him,
让他，
he had to go through all that suffering.
为了这样的事情，我要经历所有的那些遭遇。
He has to lose all the things that he counted valuable.
他必须要丢弃那些所有他曾经认为有价值的东西。
Being born in the tribe of Benjamin, being a Pharisee, being a top scholar.
他的出身，他的背景都是非常优秀的。
He no longer pride on them. He actually let them go.
那些他曾经引以为豪、引以为荣的事情，他如今都舍弃他们，看作粪土。
He says here, so that I may know him, know Christ Jesus.
他说，这样我才能得着认识基督。
That's why we need to examine ourselves. We need the Holy Spirit's help. Lord, what is it in my life? What is it in my pride that is in a way of knowing you?
所以在我们祷告当中，让我们跟神祷告说，神啊，求你来检查我们的心，让我们知道我们心中怎样的一个骄傲成为拦阻我来亲近你的这个墙呢？
And if we are like Paul and we're willing and that we would and if we are and we're able to devalue those things.
所以如果我们能效仿好像保罗所说的话，我们能放弃万事，把这些曾经看作宝贵的事情、有价值的事情舍去。
Like I always remember when Samsung from Hong Kong, he said one of his congregation members who's very rich said this to him.
我们在香港的一个三叔牧师，他曾经说过，在他教会当中有一个会众，他当时其实是很有钱的。
I remember he says these words.
当时他有说过这句话，
对吧，牧师啊，
他说牧师啊，
我穷到咧咩都冇，我净系剩翻钱。
他说我穷到一无所有，只剩钱了。
I am so poor, I got nothing left except money, a load of money.
他说我有的，我真的一无所有，我有的就只有这些钱而已。
Now that man realized he now devalued the things that are from earth and raised the value of Christ.
他真的把世人眼中看为宝贵、看为重要的事情，他觉得是一无是处。
For a rich man to realize that he's poor.In Christ is a blessing.
所以作为对一个富有有钱的人，他意识到自己在基督里面的贫穷是一个有福的事情。
Because when that happens,
因为当这样的情况发生的时候，
he sees the money in a different way.
他会对钱的一种态度是完全改变的。
He can now use it.
他反而使用金钱
for the glory of God.
来为着神的荣耀。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And that's why Paul says All of this surpasses. They're nothing. They are rubbish. For him is knowing Christ Jesus.
所以为什么保罗可以说出这句话，我已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
Then in verse 10, he says, Paul says, again, that I may know him.
然后在第十节接着说，使我认识基督。
The Greek word, again, same word,similar to equivalent to yada. I won't give you the Greek name because it's so difficult to pronounce. But to know him.
所以这里这个认识，刚刚那个希伯来文的那个亚达是同等的意思。
To be vulnerable to him.
都是完全的来到神面前。
To allow all of these things that happen in his life.
让我们在我们生命中发生的所有的事情。
You know, you might be going through a really tough period in your life at the moment.
我们可能在人生，我们生命当中正在经历一些非常困难的一个时期。
You have a choice, a decision.
但你有一个选择，你可以做一个决定。
To believe that God is with you.
第一，你可以相信神与你同在。
Or to believe that He's abandoned you.
或者你会相信，选择去相信说神他撇弃你了。
If you believe God is with you, then act like it.
如果你相信，选择去相信神与你同在，那你们的行为要以相信的相一致。
Have faith in it.
那你就要对你所相信的有付出信
心。Knowing that this path you are not walking alone, that He's walking with you.
所以你现在走的这条道路，你并不是独自前行，而是神与你同在。
And Goliath will be brought down.
这个你面前的巨人一定会被击倒。
Where there is no path, God will make a path.
在这个无尽的道路的时候，神会有开出一条道路。
It feels scary, doesn't it?
看听上去很恐怖。
Whenever we go through something like that in life, it's scary.
当我们人生中遇到这样的情况，未知的情况的时候，就是让我们感觉很恐怖。
It is scary because it's new.
我们觉得很恐怖，因为这是一个全新的一个经历。
Because you haven't been through that before.
是因为你以前好像没有经历过类似的情况。
How many of us, when you walk down a path that you never walked before?
有多少人你走去经历一些也从来没有经历过的事情的时候
？And you walk down there.
然后你步步往前行的时候
，And you feel scary.
然后你觉得很恐怖，很害怕。
I remember my children; they always grab my hand.
我记得那个时候，我的孩子他们如果走一些没走过的路，然后紧紧抓住我的手。
Mummy is not enough; got to be daddy.
然后抓住妈妈的手还不够，我还要抓住爸爸的手。
A moment they grab my hand, they feel it's okay.
当他们一抓住我的手的时候，一下子就有个安全感。
And I want you to picture that.
我想要你这样的一个图画。
Here is the path that is new.
这就是一个我们前面一个崭新的道路。
It looks like that path want to kill you.
好像这个前面的路好像要置我们于死地。
The devil is waiting for you.
你觉得好像仇敌在那边等着你。
Goliath is there.
那个哥利亚巨人也等在那边。
Our reaction is grab hold of God's hand.
但是我们要做的就紧紧抓住天父的手。
That's what we call yada.
这就是我们说的 Yada, 认识他
To know him.
来认识他
When you grab hold of his hand.
那你紧紧抓住他的手的时候
That's what we mean by acknowledging him.
这就是说我们所说的在一切事上认定他的名
So my children is yadering me.
所以
By holding my hand.
就好像我刚刚说我的孩子抓住我的手他们就是来认识我来认定我依靠我
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Turn to your neighbor. He's talking about you.
对你身边的人说He's talking about, 他对你说话，他在对你说话。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So verse 10 said, that I may know him, to know what? The power of his resurrection. So Paul is basically saying, I'm going through all of this trouble, but I'm going to be rewarded by knowing the power of his resurrection.
所以保罗说我们认识基督认识他什么呢晓得他复活的大能
Here's what makes him excited
所以保罗好像把这个事情讲得很让人兴奋、哦、
And he says
而且并且
May share his suffering
然后说并且晓得和他一同受苦
And I can imagine him say Hallelujah
然后我想一下保罗写这个书信的时候当时是很兴奋的说 Hallelujah
Because the result is becoming like him in his death.
那个结果就是让我们可以来效法主的死。
That by any means possible, I may attain the resurrection from the dead.
或者说我也得以从死里复活。
Paul is understanding of what it means to die to this world.
所以保罗真切地知道明白什么是
And to be
舍己死去
resurrected with Christ.
并且基督同复活。
Brothers and sisters, the life that we truly live is not this one.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们真正要过的这个生命，并不是今世的这个生命。
It's the one that is coming.
而是那个将要来的来生。
In fact, we are already living it.
其实我们已经在这个永生里面了。
If we are able to let go of this worldly one.
当我们能愿意舍去在今生的这个生命的时候我们就已经活在里面了
See, The devil will tempt you with all kinds of temptations so that you let go of the life that Christ has given you and we embrace the old life
所以仇敌会用各样的方法来诱惑我们，来选择去拥有在今世这个救我的生命，而选择放弃在基督里面为我们得着这个全新生命。
In the baptism, we've laid down our old self.
在我们的洗礼当中，我们把我们的老我埋葬了。
But the devil wants you to go and dig it back out.
但是仇敌想尽各样的方法，让你把这个老我要再挖
出来。Where's my body?
就是你的，我的那个。
Where's my old self?
我的那个尸体。那个尸体，那个躯干在哪里呢？
We're looking for the cross and trying to bring our old self down from the cross.
我们想要找那个十字架，在那个上面已经被钉死的那个旧我。
Let it go.
我们一定要放手。
We are a new creation.
我们是一个新造的人。
We have a better life than this.
我们有一个比这更好的生命。
Christ died for us so that he's not. Christ died for us is not because he wants us to give a second chance in our old life, but a new life.
耶稣为我们死，并不是给我们一个第二次机会过那个救我的生命，而是一个全新的生命。
Amen. Guess what? How Jesus prayed for his disciples?
我们看耶稣如何为他的门徒祷告。
In John 17 verse 3, this is what he prayed.
耶稣在约翰福音十七章
祷告。And he's praying to the Father for his disciples.
耶稣为他的门徒向父祷告祈求。
And verse 3.Chapter 17, and this is the way to have eternal life, to know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, the one you sent to earth.
这里约翰福音十七章三节说，认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
So Jesus didn't say, oh, make Ruth.The most famous person, make her super talented, make her the richest woman in the world.
我们的主没有为我们祷告说，让我们成为世上最有钱的人，最出名有名人，或者说最有智慧的人。
Although that might happen,
可能这件事情会发生的。
But what Jesus did pray,
但是主真正为我们的祷告是什么呢
？To know God,
是让我们认识我们的父神。
Amen,
amen.
To know Him.
让我们来认识他。
So I hope you realize today to know God is God's priority in your life and my life.
所以让我们今天听了这个道以后，我们让我们明白认识神是你我的最优先的是要做的事情。
I want to know him.
我要认识我的神。
I want to acknowledge him.
我要在一切事上认定他。
I want to yada him.
我要认识他。
Amen.Say that to yourself. I want to yada.
我要 yada 他，我
I want to know him.
我要真正的认识他，与他
有关系。I want to acknowledge him.
我要在一切事上来认定他。
That's one of the most important purpose and aim for our life. Is lives is to know him.
所以这是你我这一生最重要的一个目的，和我们要做的就是认识我们
父神。When you know him, then everything else in life it will make sense.
当我们真正认识我们的神的时候，我们是生命中发生的所有事情都会说得通了。
When you know him, life becomes in the right priority.
当我们认识他的时候，我们的生命，我们的生活都变成有秩序了。
So brothers and sisters, do not waste your lives.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不要虚度光阴。
Let's not waste our lives.
不要来浪费我们的时间。
You know,I don't know how long people live these days.
很多时候我们不知道我们的人生有多长。
You live to 100 years.
就算我们活了100岁。
Or most of the time is 90 years.
有时候90岁。
When I think about it, I'm only about 20-something years to 90.
但我想想我的生命的时候，可能离90岁还剩不到
20年了。That's not a long time.
并不是很长的时间。
But I'm glad, and I'm you're glad, that what did you do in the past? I'm glad we spent time.Serving the Lord.
所以我很庆幸，我相信我们也都很庆幸，是我们在过去那些时间，我们是花时间来认识他，来侍奉他。
But if your life is no different from 20 years ago, 10 years ago, then something is wrong.
所以如果你的人生跟十年前或二十年前并无两样的时候，那么就有问题在。
Goliath is in front of you.
那么你面前这个巨人还处在那边。
You still have not walked through that door.
你还没有从那个出口走出去。
If your life hasn't changed, you will need to get on our knees and begin to pray.
所以，如果你的人生还没有发生任何改变的时候，那么应该你跪下来到神面前来祈求。
Lord, let my life not be wasted.
说神啊，让我不要虚度光阴。
God has invested talents and resources in us.
神会在我们生命当中有放了很多恩赐、才干和资源。
It is not only for you and your family. It is for the kingdom of God.
不管只是为了你、我的家人、我们的家庭，而是为着神的国度。
It is to bless other people.
让我们也成为别人的一个祝福。
Let your life and my life be one of blessing God and blessing people.
让你我的生命成为祝福神也祝福他人。
So that when we reach 90, 100, we can say, I've got no regrets.
所以当我们到了年老的时候，我们可以很有底气的说这句话，哇，一生无憾。
I didn't waste my life.
我没有虚度光阴。
My life counts.
我的人生是有价值的。
But I've been hurt.
但你说啊、哦，但是我很受伤啊。
I've been stumbled.
那我也会，我被跌倒了。
And that pastor did this to me.
啊，那个牧师曾经对我做这个事情。
And that family member did this to me.
啊，那个我家里的那个家人对我说了这个句话。
And this and that happened in my life.
然后你说，在我的生命中也发生这样各种各样的事情。
Lay aside.
把这些事情全部放一边。
Paul say, lay them behind you.
保罗说：“我们把这些万事都撇弃了。”
With the Holy Spirit, we can overcome all the disappointments.
那靠着那在我们里面的圣灵，我们可以胜过这一样的一切的环境。
Amen.
Amen.
We can get over them.
我们可以胜过。
Make a good decision.
我们一定要做一个对的决定。
You know, sometimes when we make good decisions, it may mean we got to let go of some.Good opportunities.
很多时候我们说的做一些好的决定，可能包含着我们要放弃看似很好的机会。
It may mean we have to let go of some good job opportunities.
对于我来说，我要放弃一些看似很好的、薪资很丰盛的一些工作。
If it takes us away from God.
但是如果这东西是让我们远离神的话
，Amen. That is why if we follow God, we will have good opportunity and more time with God.
所以当我们做对的决定的时候，我们会跟神有更好的关系，有更多的时间来亲近神。
When I was working, I've always prayed this.
当我在工作的时候
，More money, more money.
当我在工作的时候，我经常跟神祷告说：“神啊，
Less work,
更多的钱，更少的工作。
And more time with God.
然后更多的时间与你相处。
Why can't you earn the same amount of money in 2 days than 7 days?
为什么我们就是？做两天工作的钱跟做七天工作的钱一样多呢
？It can be done.
可能呢？可能呢
？Amen. It depends on whether you trust God and whether you believe God can do such a thing.
选择你要不要信靠神，或者你要不要相信神能做这样的事情。
But when someone offer you an opportunity, it means no more Sundays, no more serving God. What are you going to do?
但如果有人给你这样的一个机会、哦啊、就包括说你星期天不能来教会，你没有时间来侍奉神了，那你应该怎么办呢
？They're going to work you to death.
然后让你哇，把你用尽你啊，把你所有的精力用完。
So that you got no time.
让你没有时间
，no energy,
没有任何的精力做其他的事情。
What are you going to do?
你能怎么办呢
？You make a good decision.
所以我们要做一个对的决定。
And you say no.
那我们要说不。
No means no.
我说不就不。
My God comes first.
神永远是我生命的第一位。
Amen.
Amen.
Are we willing to trade time with God for something that may make us a bit more comfortable?
我们愿意把用一些让我们可以看似很优越的那条件来换给神相处的时间呢
？A good decision doesn't mean always accepting a good opportunity.A good decision means sometimes no.
一个好的决定并不代表说我们来接受一个看似好的一个机会，而是说让我们做决定，让我们来认识神。
Amen. You see, but then you say, but then when I was young, I did try and serve God, but I couldn't see any results.
很多时候我在年轻的时候我也花很多时间来侍奉神，但是我看不到有什么好的结果呢
But God made all those promises.
神也给我了很多这样的 各种各样的应许。
He did that to me as well.
是的，神在我的身上也做了这样的事情。
When God called me,
当神呼召我的时候
He gave me 3 dreams in a short period.
神在很短的时间内给我了三个梦想。
Very clearly.
非常清楚的。
But I still haven't seen them fulfilled.
但我到现在我还没有看到神给我这个三个梦实现。
But what is our reaction?
那我们应该有的反应是什么样呢？
Oh God, you have deceived me.
哦，神啊，你看啊，你骗了我吧。
Well, we say that that's the devil. You see, God doesn't deceive.
但是如果我们说欺骗我们的那是仇敌，不是神哈，神不会欺骗人的。
When we serve the Master, we don't question.
当我们来侍奉这个主人的时候，我们不要质疑。
When do are you like the disciple? We followed you for 3.5 years. When is the kingdom going to come?
所以就好像你们都说，我们跟你同吃同住，跟随你3.5年，那神的国什么时候才临到我们？
When will John and James be on the right hand on the left hand?
那雅各跟约翰他们互相争执说啊，谁要坐在神宝座左边还右边？
Jesus responded by, "Bye bye, I'm going."
耶稣都要说，你们吵吧，我先走了，我要升天了。
Amen.So what's going on?
所以到底是怎么回事呢?
You see, every effort that we put into knowing him, in spending him, is to our credit.
因为所有我们花的任何的努力和时间来认识神的都是与我们有益的，是为我们好的。
And let me give you one reason why sometimes we do not see the results, even though we put so much effort.So much of our life into something.
我给你一个例子来告诉你，为什么很多时候我们花了很多的投资、很多时间、精力在里面，但我们却看不到这个事情的结果。
Abraham waited nearly 100 years to have children.
那么亚伯拉罕差不多等了100年才看到他神所应许的那个儿子。
Did he see the multitudes like sand?
他有没有看到他的子孙后代如海边的沙一样众多呢？
No.
没有。
Did Jesus see all the world being saved? No.
耶稣在世上有没有看到那个时候就世上的人都得救呢？
没有。Did Paul see the whole region come to Christ? No. In fact, the size of his church shrunk.
那保罗他有没有见证看到所有很多教会的兴起，很多人得救呢？反而没有。他们教会还缩水呢。
Are we wasting our lives?
那我们在浪费我们的时间干嘛呢？
Could I actually make better decisions by saying yes to the opportunity?
所以可能我们在一些好的机会上我们去答应那个事的时候。
Why should I waste my time when I could be spending more time making money?
为什么我要浪费我的机会反而我可以用这个时间来赚更多的钱呢？
I can hear the money calling my name.
我也听到那个钱在呼召我的名字来叫我过去了。
Amen? We make a good decision.
我们一定要做一个好的决定。
We invest in God.
我们把时间投资在神里面。
In fact, the Bible does address this question.
那么圣经当中确实也有讲到这
个问题。If we serve the Lord and see no results, is that really wasting our time?
如果我们侍奉神好像达不到我们预期
的结果。And the answer is no.
是不是浪费我们的时
间呢? Because you are part of God's bigger plan.
因为答案是不会的，因为我们所做的只是神的一个大计划当中的一环。
Hebrews 11, verse 39 and 40 says,
在希伯来书11:30-40说
Before that, Abraham's faith made him righteous. He commended all the great people of faith.
那么在这些希伯来书讲到信心之人哈，这个排行榜上面很多那些有信心的圣经当中历史当中有信心的人。
And when we go through that list, we go, wow.
当我们看到这些例子的时候，我们看到这些信心
之人。Look at Abraham.
看看亚伯拉罕。
Look at David.
看看大卫。
Look at all these great men.
所以所有这些啊，神国里面的这些
who are now a cloud of witness,
他们这些如云彩般的见证人
What does the Bible say?
那圣经说什么呢?
All these people earned a good reputation because of their faith. Yet none of them received all that God had promised.
这里希伯来书11:39说这些人都是因信得了美好的证据却仍未得着所应许的。
So Abraham saying, yes, there's Isaac.
就像亚伯拉罕说是你应许了以撒。
Yes, I have a few other kids afterwards.
然后在以撒之后呢还生了几个孩子。
Did he say in his dying bed,Where are the multitudes of descendants?
那么在亚伯拉罕临终之前，他有没有问神说：“神啊，你所应许的那如海沙般众多的子孙后代在哪里呢？”
The word is none of them.
这里说没有一个。
Not some of them.
他说这些人。
None of them.
他说这些之前圣经列举所有那些信心的之人。
Received all that God. In other words, they haven't received all of it. They receive some of it. Abraham's got Isaac.
所以就说这些人他们只是得到了所应许的一部分一小部分而并非全部哦。
So, none of them has received everything. Only some things.
所以这所有的人都只是得到了应许的一小部分而不是全部的应许哦。
Why?
为什么呢
?Verse 40.
就是四十节告诉我们。
And this is why when you read it in the NLT, it becomes clearer.
所以我们读 NLT 这个版本的时候会更清楚。
For God has something better in mind for us.So that they would not reach perfection without us.
这里说，因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同德，就不能完全。
When we first started out in ministry, we hear all these things promised from God, but we see some of them fulfilled, but not all.
所以，当我们开始我们施工的时候，神给我们很多意象，那些梦，那我们看到其中一小部分得实现，但是还有很多没有实现的。
Verse 40 tells me because God has prepared another generation.
四十节告诉我们神
needs to be involved, needs to carry on what you have done.
所以圣经四十节这里说神给我们预备另外一个世代，另外一部分人，他们。
Because in his overall plans, he's got you and got others who are younger than you.
所以在神的这个完全的这个大计划当中，有包含了你我，还有一些另外新世代的人。
That's why we receive some of the promise, but it is the other generation that will see the other rest of the promise that he's made to you.
所以就是或者说在我们这个世代我们得到一部分应许那么在后面要来的那些世代他们会得到神所应许的
So that when we get to heaven, we stand before God.
所以当我们去到天堂站在神面前的时候
We see the promise of God completely fulfilled when we look around the people that are around us.
所以当我们回在站在父神面前的时候我们看到与我们一起那些其他世代的人我们看到神的应许得完全的那一天。
And that is why, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
don't waste your life
一定不要虚度光阴
thinking, oh, it's pointless.
觉得啊、哦，这一切都没有指望 毫无意义
pray and pray.
我们一定要祷告
get to know him
来认识这位神
so that you know what to do with your life.
那么我们知道在我们的生命当我们的余生我们要如何
度过 I will know what to do in my life.
我知道我的生命要做什么
We all have to give an account.
我们必须都要向神交账。
That's why I encourage the brothers and sisters from the old Cantonese fellowship.
所以我想
church.
我想对之前我们广东谈的那一群弟兄姊妹讲。
In our congregation, we got older and older and older.
那么当时之前我们那个会众呢，年纪都越来越大了。
And when we were in Monument, we're thinking, what else can we do?
但是我们搬到 Monument 那个聚会地点教会堂的时候，我们说我们还能做什么呢
？Those people in Monument, right?
那些我们曾经在莫里敏聚会的弟兄姊妹们，但是我们觉得啊，我们能还能做什么呢
？And then we move here. Some of them moved here in East Ham.
然后来在疫情之后呢，我们搬到了 East Ham.
You may feel all a waste.
你觉得哎，好像很浪费时间。
But little did we know.
但当时我们殊不知
，God used this group of people.
神就使用当时的那一群人
to pray every day at 10:30.
然后让他们每天十点半都带到。
Ever since we moved here.
自从我们搬到这边来之后。
Amen. Your life has not been wasted.
你的生命绝对没有浪费的。
Because God has had a plan.
神为你我的生命都有个计划。
Even though we may be old.
可能我们年纪大了已经老了。
But we have the power of prayer.
但是我们仍然有这个祷告的能力。
Amen.So even if we're 80, 90 years old, God can still use us.
所以就算你可能到了年龄80岁、90岁，你觉得年老的时候，但神仍然可以使用你。
Because they all can wake up, can all be available at 10:30 and pray.
因为他们在每天十点半都有时间来祷告。
Amen. It is better than sitting at home and saying, Lord.Why is nothing happening in my life?
那么，与其这样每天祷告好过，我每天坐在那边对神说啊，苦愁满面愁容，对说神呐、啊，为什么我要做什么？我的生命
I'm 80 years old now.
我现在已经80岁了，我的人生还能做什么呢
？Because if you don't start doing something now, when you're 90, you still be saying, Why nothing happen?
如果你不现在不开始做一件事情，等你到八十岁、九十岁的时候，你还是会问神说：“神啊，为什么我生命中什么事情都没有发生呢？”
Instead, we should be saying, "I'm 80 years old today."
相反，我们对神说：“神啊，我今天八十岁了。”
I'm young enough.
我还这么年轻。
To do more for Jesus.
来为你做更多的事情。
I can pray even more.
我更多的时间来祷告。
And then when we see Jesus,
当我们见主面的那一天
He will say, your life is not wasted because you learn to love and you learn to pray.
所以神会说你的生命绝不会虚度的还是因为你学会爱人也学会如何祷告
So everyone say Yada.
我们在说 Yada.
To know him.
来认识他
Let's pray.
我们祷告
Heavenly Father, we are so grateful.
亲爱的天父我们如此感恩
That the Holy Spirit is in us.
我们知道圣灵在我们的里面
And with that anointing we can know him
有这样的团契的恩膏我们可以来极烈认识你我们要认识你
So I pray, O God, that you will stir up our hearts today
所以主我们祷告今天你能搅动我们的心
And that we are going to be willing
让我们愿意
To really love people
来真正的爱我们身边的人
And love you
也爱你神
We're going to find time to serve you and serve others
让我们找时间来侍奉神也侍奉我们的灵舍
You may be saying, what can I do?
你可能会说我可以做什么呢
I'm telling you, all you need to do is spend some time before God and he will stir up your heart.
你需要做的就是来到神面前花一些时间然后他一定会在你心中放下答案
In the kingdom of God, there's plenty to do.
在神的国度当中有很多的事情可以做
There's plenty of people that you can bless
有很多的人你可以去祝福他们
with your time
用你的时间
with your love
借着你的爱
with your listening ear
借着你倾听的耳朵
with the resources that you have
借着你所拥有的资源
and the same for God
同样的对于神
there's so much we can do
有很多事我们可以为神而做
we come before God
我们需要来到神面前
and get to know him
来真正的认识他
that is the first step brothers and sisters
这是我们需要做的第一步
Get to know him.
就是来认识他。
And as we get to know him,
当我们认识他的时候
the walls come down.
那堵墙就会倒塌。
And God is able to direct you.
神就能亲自来指引我们的道路。
So we say, Lord, yes, Lord.
我们说是的主。
I respond to you today.
我今天要来回应你。
I'm going to start knowing you.
我要开始来极力的认识你。
And I pray, O God, that what's remaining of my life is useful to you.
主愿我的余生在你眼中是有价值的
For you have redeemed this life,
因为你我过的这一生
and I want to offer up to you.
我要献给你我的主
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, I thank you.
父啊我们谢谢你
And if you are there, if God has stirred up your hearts and people online,
如果今天我们当中甚至晚上的弟兄姊妹
at this moment, you need to respond.
如果你心中有触动你今天要回应神
We need to say to the Lord,
你需要对神说
I hear you, Lord.
主啊我听到了你
I desire to know you.
主啊我渴慕来认识你
I desire to know you.
我要渴慕来认识你
Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you. So, spend a few moments.
让我们花一点时间
Let's all stand. Okay, let's sing this song again. Let's glorify his name.
让我们一起再赞一首这首诗歌，让我们来荣耀他的名。
A thousand generations
down in worship, sing the song of ages to the Lamb. All they've gone before us, and all who will believe, sing the song of ages to the Lamb. Your name,
your name is the highest, your name is the greatest, your name stands above them all. Oh, how the meaning is so high, and the faithless, your name stands above them all. And the angels
generations falling down in worship, sing a song of ages to land. As all who've gone before us,
all who will believe,
we'll sing a song of ages to land. The name is the highest.
Your name is the highest, your name is the greatest, your name stands above the Lord.
Your thrones,
your dominions, so mounts, and the nations, your name stands above the Lord. And the nations cry, holy, holy, the nations cry.
Hallelujah, Father, we bless you, Lord.
主啊，我们舍大祝福你 ，Hallelujah.
We want to acknowledge that you are our God.
主啊，我们宣告你是我们的主。
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
圣父、圣子、圣灵。
We worship you.
主，我们敬拜你。
And we ask you, O God, that in this week,
主，我们祷告在这周当中
，Help us to know you.
帮助我们来开始来认识你
that we may experience you.
以至我们可以在生活当中经历到你
Help us to see and feel the hand of God upon our lives.
让我们看到并经历到神你的手就按在我们身上
Moving us on.
让我们可以继续往前前行
Leading us on in our path.
可带领我们走在你为我们预备的道路上
Father, help us to continue our journey.
主啊，帮助我们能继续我们的旅程。
And I just pray for brothers and sisters who have stood still for so long.
为我们当中你觉得你的生命停滞不前很久的弟兄姊妹祷告。
That the Holy Spirit, you come and lift them up.
神灵求你今天亲自来高举他们。
And dust them down.
来帮助他们。
And help them to be on their way.
帮助他们能继续的向前走。
Father, let no one in our church.
主让我们没不让我们教会的每一个人。
Anyone who's listening online.
甚至包括那在网上聚会的弟兄姊妹。
Let not one person have to let not one person waste their lives.
让我们当中每一个人都不会虚度光阴。
For our lives are valuable.
因为我们的生命是有价值的。
For they are precious.
我们的生命是宝贵的。
Christ died for us.
以独你为我们死所换来的生命
That we may rise again in the resurrection
让我们可以再一次在复活当中与你同复活
And that our lives may count
让我们的生命与
你有价值 And because Lord we respond today
主因我们今天回应了你
Countless lives will be transformed because of our obedience
主要因为我们今天的顺服很多很多的生命会因此得到祝福
And I pray Lord supernaturally you will speak to us
主啊，祷告超自然的，你在对我们说话。
Reveal to us，
主啊，向我们显明。
Stir our hearts up，
主啊，搅动我们的心。
That we may respond to our master，
让我们今天可以来回应我们的主人。
Our Lord and Savior，
我们的主和我们的救主。
So I pray, Lord, have Your way，
主，我们祷告按照你的心意来行。
Let every one of us, O God，
让我们今天的每一个人
victorious。
在我们的生命当中都有得胜
and fruitful in your kingdom
在你的国当中我们可以多结果子
and I ask you to bless our children bless our families
主求你祝福我们的儿女祝福我们的家人
bless our jobs and our businesses
祝福我们的工作也祝福我们的生意
bless our studies
也祝福我们的学业
and I pray oh God that we will respond to you
主我们的心要来回应你
and that you will put fire into our every one of us
主啊，你把你的圣灵的火放在每个人的心中。
And that this week, oh God, we will seek your face.
主在这周当中，我们要来切切的寻求你的面。
And we will allow you, Lord.
主啊，我们来允许你。
We will draw near to you.
主啊，我们要来亲近你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. If you need prayer, come forward.
大家请坐。如果大家需要祷告，请到前面。